3487, Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this filing day, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Appreciate Dell Reynolds getting the Simple Radio app and WCHY.us back up and running for us this morning. Appreciate that. Got a text early this morning that it was down. And I appreciate Dell getting out there and fixing it for us. Thank you, sir. I want to mention that this Friday, Crawford County is putting on an event. If you'd like to fire, just text me Crawford. I believe you can call up until noon today while we're on the air and still get your ticket to come join us. This is going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. Let's see. Yeah, that's an old story. We're not talking about that anymore. We're moving on. Okay, very good. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Restoring the Republic, dinner fundraiser for Crawford County Republicans. Looking forward to it. Doors are going to open at 5 o'clock for social hour. Starting at 6 will be the dinner and the program. I'll be speaking, giving a short speech about County Strong. Also there will be Eric Molitor. He's from My Antrim County, was falsely accused in the Whitmer kidnapping hoax. He's going to be speaking about that event in his life. But what we're really excited about, you may have seen the movie, it's available on YouTube and Rumble, Let My People Go. The keynote speaker is Professor David Clements. He's an attorney, a former award-winning business law professor, and prosecutor. During his legal career, Professor Clements was a leader in trial teams that secured 8 first-degree murder convictions, including members of the Arizona Boys Drug Trafficking Organization. Professor Clements now applies his evidentiary and courtroom experience in the realm of elections. His advocacy has led to audits and canvassing operations being implemented across the entire country, with some efforts resulting in the elimination of certain types of election machines that facilitate fraud. So he'll be the keynote speaker. Looking forward to that. Again, if you like this flyer, text me Crawford. But to get your tickets before noon today, $45, includes a great dinner, contact Dorothy Frederick. Her phone number is 989-619-0504. Or you can also register at their CrawfordCountyRepublicans.org website. That's going to be held this Friday night. It's going to be at the Kirtland Community College, 4800 West 4 Mile Road in Grayling. It's right there on I-75, just east of I-75 off of the 4 Mile Road exit. So appreciate if you come join us. It's going to be a great event. Looking forward to it. Then afterwards, I'm going to head down to Flint. I'm going to get a hotel room for the night. And then I'm going to get up Saturday morning and teach Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution to the Genesee County Conservative Union folks. They've got some other people coming last minute, no problem. We'll be able to take care of them, and then I'll be heading back home on Saturday afternoon. So greatly appreciate you guys. And I apologize for my voice. I've been outside putting up signs for Miss Vicky's Antrim County Clerk's race in this cold, windy, wet weather, and trying to fight off, I think, another repeat of a cold. But hopefully that's not going to be the case. Yes, I will text you, Dorothy Frederick, 989-619-0504 number. It's coming to you on your cell phone right now. One of the stories I noticed in Lansing, kind of an interesting take on military contracts with manufacturers here in the state of Michigan. Michigan Economic Development Corporation announced yesterday the Michigan Defense Center would become the Office of Defense and Aerospace Innovation, ODAI. And they're mentioning also that retired Marine Colonel John Gutierrez will be the new executive director. This office will be responsible for expanding and supporting businesses that get contracts related to military, federal, and state, as well as aerospace industry, both commercial and defense. Making the announcement, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, quote, "Michigan is all in on defense. With our new Office of Defense and Aerospace Innovation, with its new director, we are now positioning Michigan to build on its long, proud legacy of leadership in these sectors," end quote. Gutierrez started his military career in 1990, and he served until this year. He was the Marine Corps System Command Portfolio Manager for the Logistics Combat Element Systems. Gutierrez made a comment saying, I feel, privileged to join this critical effort at such a pivotal moment in our nation's history. Our democracy is under a threat on a global scale, not seen since the Cold War, end quote, said Gutierrez. He called Michigan the arsenal of democracy and said he looked forward to working with the government officials and business leaders. Man, they are stuck on that word, aren't they? Democracy. Okay. Nearly 4,000 Michigan businesses deal directly with military aerospace, homeland security, and other bureaucratic agencies, according to the Office of the Governor. The Michigan National Guard has 5 bases and several area armories, including the training center in Grayling, as well as the Selfridge Air Force National Guard base in Macomb County. Michigan Department of Military Affairs Director, Army Major General Paul D. Rogers, said Michigan has always played a role in our national security. This budding relationship between the ODAI and the Michigan National Guard will help us promote the full potential of our training facilities through investment and awareness. There's only one little kink in this armor. When you're talking about manufacturing, out of all the utilities that most major manufacturers use, almost 90% of their utility bills come from electricity. Natural gas to heat in the wintertime comes in at roughly about 12%. 89%, depending on the manufacturer, their biggest expense is electricity when it comes to utilities. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, I got a very simple question. what is your plan? What is the plan in the state house that the Democrats have control of? What's the plan in the state senate that the Democrats have control of to lower electric bills in Michigan? Not just for us, we the people who live here, pay our electric bills for our homes, but businesses, especially manufacturers. What is your plan to lower electric bills? You're spending all this money and effort to rename the Michigan Defense Center into the Office of Defense and Aerospace Innovation. You want to attract manufacturers to come here to participate in these industries, provide these products to our military. Aerospace, federal and state, different contracts that need to be fulfilled. Explain how you're going to help them to come to Michigan by lowering the electric bills. Guess what, folks? They don't have any plan to do that. As a matter of fact, the opposite is true. With her passage and signing into law the Clean Energy Act of 2040, where we're going to have to get all of our electric power from wind turbines and solar panels, it's not sustainable. It's only going to cause strains on the electric grid as well as higher electric bills. If I was a manufacturing company, I wouldn't even consider Michigan because of their electric policy. When are you guys going to take on consumers in DTE Energy? When? When are you going to hold them accountable for the monopoly that they were given years ago, 90% of the electric grid, for a promise that they were going to build more power plants, more nuclear? Honestly, I'd like to see more hydrogen plants producing electricity. Clean, free hydrogen. Don't see a plan anywhere in this story. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Presqu'île Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'île Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, greatly appreciate if you would be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. And again, I want to remind you that today, 3 o'clock, is the filing deadline to file for county commissioner. We're still looking for a few slots. If you know anybody that lives in Rogers City, east of US 23, we would greatly appreciate it. Downstate Kim reporting in for duty. Long time no hear. When are they going to take on DT and Consumers Energy? Never. They donate too much money to their campaigns, unfortunately. Well, as of right now, I'm unopposed in the filings for the 104th House seat as a Democrat. By 4 o'clock today, we'll find out if anybody's filed against me. I could be unopposed. I could be on the ballot August 6th, unopposed for the Democrats. And then John Roth, who will probably win the Republican primary against his opponent. He's running against a very young man, Owen Suey. So I'm sure John will win that. This could be potentially a debate issue that John Roth and I talk about in public. Now, the reason why I would say the 104th would be a good place to have the legislative bills introduced is because this is a very safe seat. John Roth got 61.2% of the vote in 2022 against Kathy Albro, the Democrat candidate. She got 38.8. Well, if the Democrats hold true on the base, 38.8, maybe closer to 39-40% with the new Democrats that have moved into the 104th, basically 12% of the Republicans don't vote for Roth, they vote for me. I'm going to be going to Lansing. I give you my pledge. My first bill package will be breaking up the monopoly. And I'll get Republicans to support it. I'll get Democrats to support it. You know why? It's common sense. If you support this bill, you're going to lower electric bills for everybody in the state. Do you think your constituents in your district would appreciate lower electric bills? Who listening to the show right now feels that they're paying a perfect amount for electricity, or you'd be willing to pay even more? Not me. For the radio station, this is one of our biggest expenses, is the monthly electric bill. And I love Presque Isle County because they have Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op. The home studio is in Great Lakes Energy Co-op. I do not pay consumers in DTE a dime for our electric services. But I know many of you are stuck with these companies. There's no competition. my entire legislative thing going to Lansing would be to create competition in all areas of industry that affect our paychecks, our checkbooks, our budgets. Lower the cost of electricity. Lower the cost of car insurance. Get better roads where you don't have to replace tie rods like I did yesterday in my vehicle. Got a new set of summer tires on it. Sorry, Randy, we can't do an alignment with the new tires. Your tie rods are shot. $515 later in a rear wheel bearing that was loose because of the potholes in this state. Money had to go out. It's got to stop. Competition is a good thing. And if DTE and Consumers Energy, who are completely hell-bent on this green energy agenda, let's see how you guys compete against co-ops when the competition is allowed for them to go and expand their areas and serve more customers. Some of them, I've been told, are willing to invest in nuclear power as well as hydrogen power plants. Let's see how well DTE and consumers survive in a free market. Let's see what happens to their customer service and their pricing when they have to compete with electric co-ops across the entire state of Michigan, where they don't have this 90% monopoly. As a matter of fact, if they offered me a check, I would tell them to take their check and shove it. I'm not interested in your money. Ms. P. and Petoskey, I hate Consumers Energy, but I have no choice. Same with DTE. Exactly. Oh, yeah, there's going to be some shaking up going on in Lansing. It's going to be very, very interesting, the debates that State Representative John Roth and I have, unless, of course, another Democrat files against me here before 4 o'clock today. Then they'll probably vote for the real, quote unquote, the real Democrat, not the John F. Kennedy business Democrat that I am when it comes to political office. The Democrats have to change their mode of operandi. It's that simple. This green energy crap, this continuation of this monopoly with DTE and Consumers Energy, it's got to stop. Electric bills have got to come down. Period, end of story. And you need somebody with the guts to introduce the legislation. I'll go out and get Republicans and Democrats to support it. Then it'll be up to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, or perhaps the next Republican governor. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse updating us on the lawsuit. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. The storms and power outages are coming. Don't wait. Buy a Generac generator by May 7th and you'll get a free 7-year warranty. Your generator will power your house for years to come for pennies a day. Now available 100% financing with no money down. Call 989-306-3656. That's 989-306-3656. Don't be sitting in the dark saying, "I wish I called Rich."
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this.